Hello, everybody, and welcome to All Sports Best. I'm Trey Gonzalez, and today I have an awesome special guest. He is Spence Oshman of Overtime. You might have heard of it, the digital network for the next generation, and you guys have seen plenty of videos, clips, all kinds of different productions that they've been able to do. They have plenty of other overtimes on Instagram and other social media, and you can find him at Overtime OSH on Instagram and social media. Spence, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for responding to a message on Instagram is exactly how we got this thing going. But I wanted to start you off with the journey you've had. You've had an amazing journey. You formerly worked for Bleacher Report, and now you're working for Overtime. I guess I got to start off with, how are you doing today in this moment?
I'm doing great. As you probably know, we hit 1 million followers on Instagram yesterday, so that was a really big day for us. And yeah, I mean, it was just moving on to our next goal, which is to hit 2 million by May. So always full speed ahead, but I can't complain.
Yeah, no kidding. 1 million followers. It's got to feel really good. What did you do when you found out that 1 million was the number popping up on your follow count?
I mean, we've had it on the calendar for a while. We thought it was going to, we came a week earlier. We hit it a week early. We thought it was going to be on November 28th, and it came on November 18th.
Jeez.
So yeah, I was with the team. A few of us got together a few of us who have kind of been from it with it since it was, 50. All got together and celebrated a little bit last night.
That's big time. And can you tell me a little bit about what it took for you to come from Bleacher Report and move over to Overtime full-time?
Yeah. So I did a lot of social and content strategy at Bleacher Report for several years and kind of hit a wall with it, particularly my personal growth. Bleacher Report had kind of gone more corporate, Turner had bought them out. Everything they're doing, I mean, doing great stuff, but it was kind of not the place for me. And I shopped around a little bit. I interviewed ESPN, interviewed at like BuzzFeed, Complex, kind of all these bigger outlets. And I realized pretty quickly that any place I went like that, it was going to be a similar experience. And I just so happened to get connected with Overtime CEO Dan Porter through like a mutual connection. I met with Zach, who's the co-founder and our current president, Zach Wiener, and had a conversation with him. It went well. I wasn't really sure what Overtime was or what they wanted to be. And in fact, I left that meeting like, they were like, well, it's great to meet you, but we actually don't have the budget to hire anyone new right now.
Okay.
And then like 24 hours later, he hit me up on LinkedIn. I was like, actually, can you come back and meet with a couple people? And I met with Dan, who's our CEO and kind of like our visionary, who he's got a past at OMG Pop. And if you remember the game Draw Something, it was a mobile game that you played with your friends. Yeah. He sold it for $250 million 10 years ago. So he's obviously a very interesting and intellectual guy. I wasn't really sure what Overtime wanted to be or what it was, but he kind of came in and had a good vision and a big part of what it was is like, he knew me as a creative person and he said, you can come in and you can try shit. If you want to do something, like, let's go out there and let's try it before we call it a failure. And I felt like at Bleacher Report, I didn't really have that opportunity to just go out and try shit.
Sure.
And ever since that day, kind of like has kept that promise. And that's what our team does. We go out and try different things and we're trying to innovate the way the digital space works, what sports content looks like. And we think, it's obviously starting to pay off.
Yeah, no doubt. Absolutely. So that freedom does kind of give you a little bit more space to work with a lot of different ideas you have then.
100%. I mean, we're, you know, we look at athletes as personalities, and kid, you know, if you care about Kobe Bryant, you care about every single thing Kobe Bryant does.
Yeah.
So if we put him on a fake Judge Judy show, we have a show on our YouTube page called Judge Larry, where our host Larry, it's with two different athletes, and he settles the case, like who's the better dunker.
Wow.
And it's all sarcastic, it's all humor, it's all fun content. But, you know, if you care about the two athletes, if you care about Zaire Wade, Dwayne Wade's son, and Trey Mann, top point guard out of Florida, you're going to care about them arguing over who's the swaggiest point guard.
Of course. Yeah, no doubt.
So we're definitely trying to innovate the way that kind of content looks.
Can you explain to the listeners out there right now what your role is at Overtime right now?
Yeah, I'm kind of like, my title is head of audience, but it's kind of broad because I do a lot of things. I oversee a lot of the day-to-day content. What, you know, we currently have a crew down in Houston filming this football series. We've got a crew in Florida filming this reality show with a couple of young kids. We've got a crew in LA filming this thing with Rachel DeMita. And I kind of oversee a lot of our longer form, bigger picture content like that, as well as handle day-to-day social, everything you see. If you see the social stories we tell every single day on Instagram and on Twitter, I kind of help lay out that programming. On a lot of programming and, you know, figuring out content as far as like what stories we're going to tell across the country, as well as, you know, help day-to-day, like, little things like, should we post this on Instagram?
Okay.
So kind of all over the place. Our team is starting to grow, but we still all, you know, play many different roles, I guess.
Can you tell me about how this all works? Because obviously with all these crews, with all this management, all of these employees, everybody working together, there's obviously that money that needs to be coming in. Do you guys partner with sponsors and get sponsorships for all the videos that you do and everything that you put out?
Some we do, some we don't. So we currently have a couple, like, we have a big partnership with Under Armour. We did a series all summer where we followed three athletes, and we also have like a highlight partnership with them where we release X amount of highlights every week, and okay. You know, they get to release them on their channel and have priority say. We do a couple small deals. We've been talking to Nike and Adidas and all these other companies, but really right now it's, you know, we're working on our Series B, which should be a really exciting round. And 2019 is really going to, you know, right now it's fun for me because I get to just create a bunch of cool shit.
Yeah.
Don't have to worry about it. But really, like, come 2019, it's going to be, all right, we got to start selling stuff. We got to start monetizing and getting, like, everything on our page sold. So we're not quite too tight on it just yet, but we're moving forward. Yes.
Awesome. And for the people that are listening, when you go and look at Overtime or any of their accounts, you'll notice that you can buy stuff on their website as well. Could you tell us about some of the things that you guys have for sale?
Yeah. So we have a ton of really cool merch, our shirts, hoodies, headbands, like arm sleeves. We're actually about to have a pop-up shop here in New York City where we're based in December, and we're going to release a ton of other cool gear. And I think that's what, like, is really exciting about everything we're doing. You know, you look at companies like ESPN and Bleacher Report, no discredit to them, but
sure.
You know, nobody, you don't see a kid rocking an ESPN t-shirt anywhere, right?
That's very true.
But if, particularly in New York City, like, you walk around the streets here, you just spend a day walking around, you'll probably run into a kid wearing Overtime. we go to different events, kids go crazy for the Overtime brand and the Overtime logo, and it's kind of becoming like a supreme for sports.
That's awesome.
Where, and you know, that's, and it's affordable, of course, but like, we're trying to kind of create that brand, and with that vision, you know, a lot of that goes back to our CEO, who had a lot of success in the digital space and is a huge innovator, Dan Porter. But we're creating, we're working on like power bars at the moment, so like protein bars that'll be called OTXP, and that's something else that is super different than you'd see from like a traditional sports network, I guess.
Yeah, I can dig that for sure. We're gonna have to do a swap or something like that. I'll have to give you guys some stickers and everything like that. Spence, what makes your company so different? I think part of what you've already said, you guys really have a personal touch to the next generation, some of the youth interested in sports and the swag and the style and fashion of everything. What else do you guys bring to the table that people can go, you know what, I'm going to follow them because that's exciting?
Yeah, I mean, I think you said a lot of it there. Like, our personality, whether it's on YouTube videos or it's on Instagram, whether you see it, like, I mean, we talk to the people. We are our audience, in the sense. Everybody who were, I'm actually one of the older heads in the office, and I'm 28 years old. Okay. There's everybody, most people in our office are 20, 21, 22, 23. The man who runs social, Overtime Tom, he's 24. He gets these kids, and I'm kind of looking through our captions on Instagram right now. Last night when we hit a million, after we posted, LeBron James obviously dropped 51 last night around that same time, and we used the caption from Overtime. It says, "King James trying to steal my moment."
Oh.
Dropping 51.
I saw that. Like,
yeah, and just that language, like, we speak to them. Not only that, we have another person. We actually, if you really dive in on our comments on Instagram, we respond and like we interact with our audience. And actually, it's become a thing where we roast our audience.
I noticed, like, that. Yeah,
everybody's like, "Bet you won't roast me over time." And one of our guys will go on their page, find something funny, and be like, "You're not worth my time," or right. That's as you're almost, you know, whatever they're saying. So I think just the way we talk to our audience is very different than any other traditional outlet you see out there.
And I did. I saw the roasting stuff in the section, in the comment section, which is really awesome. I saw one where somebody said, "You won't roast me," and a comment replied, "No, you're right. We can't roast you because, you know, they were a part of the military," and there was really respectful. So you guys have a touch of respect with also, you know, that roasting element, you know, that coming back and forth. I really like the way you guys do it. It's really cool. What have been a few of the projects you've been most proud of yourself?
A few of them that I've worked on, actually, about 6 months ago, or not 6 months ago, 4 months ago, did this piece on Andrew Jones, if you're familiar, Texas basketball player.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyways, he, Texas basketball player. He plays at UT. He was a sophomore last year, and he actually was like on his, after his freshman year, he was, you know, projected to go first round or projected to go second round. He ended up opting out and deciding he was going to play one more year. In his sophomore season at Texas, he got diagnosed with leukemia.
Okay, right.
Yeah, and I actually went to Texas, so I'm a huge Longhorn, and I had been reaching out forever to, like, try and get his story, and finally, I guess, last May, he responded, and we worked it out to where I could go film with him in the summer, and I filmed with him over two different periods of time, two different weekends, and I was actually with him the day he got at MD Anderson. He got told he was cancer free, and he got to ring the bell. It's like a thing they do at MD Anderson where you ring the bell when you're cancer free, and this is like a really special story about his whole journey,
what
and overcoming it, and obviously, like, my mom had cancer, and she survived, thank God, but just kind of close to home, and it's just so cool to tell a story of an athlete, and this is a 20-year-old kid with more perspective than most people my age or older, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And just, like, sports stories like that, just being able to share them with the world, and really everything we do, whether it's that story or whether it's a feature on LaMelo Ball, is like, we want them to tell their own story. We're not gonna force anyone to say anything or put words into somebody else's mouth. We see ourselves as a platform for them, and we want to create that. We want to keep that relationship honest.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, so that obviously was one of your favorite experiences working for Overtime, and I wanted to kind of dive a little bit deeper into some of the experiences that you have had with the brand. What have been some of your favorite athletes or celebrities that you've been able to work with, around, or, you know, just capture their story?
I've done a lot of work with Kevin Durant, who's an investor.
Oh.
So it's cool working with him and, you know, seeing him interact with these young kids. But I've also who is one of the biggest goofballs you'll ever meet. He's a kid, but even though he's a celebrity at this point, like, he's a kid, he's really funny. Zion Williamson, who's obviously having a great year at Duke, one of the most honest kids, respectful, like, mature guy. He knows what he's doing. Kind of, I really would compare him to LeBron in many ways. Like, he doesn't say the wrong thing. He doesn't act up. He's a professional in every sense. Mac McClung, who is the dunker who went crazy viral last year, also super respectful kid, got to tell his full story, got in Kansas City, Virginia last year, and just, it's cool following his journey at Georgetown as kind of an underdog, but super exciting player that I think can really surprise a lot of people. And shoot, I mean, the list goes on, man. Robert Bobrovsky, if you've seen the photo on my Instagram, me and, you know, he's really like 7 feet, or he's really like 8 feet tall.
He's just a little taller than you.
Yeah, just a little bit. But also really nice kid. And that's the thing, like, it's cool working with young athletes because they don't have an ego just yet for the most part, but they're honest and they're excited. And it's not like, you know, I used to do shoots all the time with NBA players at Bleacher Report, and it's like, all right, you got 15 minutes, like, in and out. You know, these kids, they're like, wait, you're leaving? Like, can we shoot something else? Or I wasn't done telling you this. Or, you know,
that's pretty cool.
Excited to be in front of the camera and work with you. And it's, as they grow, you know, like, a good example of it is I've worked with Trae Young. I text Trae Young kind of like, not on a regular basis, but every month or so. Oh, how's your family doing?
Sure.
Oh, great game last night. And he's kind of the first of a long list of athletes that we're building these relationships with that are going to last as they go to the next level. And as, you know, just because Zion Williamson isn't in high school doesn't mean we're stopping covering him. When he goes to the pro, we're going to continue covering him. But we will always be the first people that cover these guys, which goes a long way in the end goal.
Yeah, and that's a good thing about what you guys are able to bring as well, is the media typically will expose what they want to show so they can bring that entertainment and stuff like that. You guys get behind the scenes and understand KD's a human being, you know, Zion's a human being, and so on. So that's really cool to be able to hear it from you specifically and then be able to see the way that you guys produce your projects behind the scenes and understanding that these guys really are just kids. I mean, they really are just kids.
Going off that, like, I'd say everything we do, we don't want to be a traditional news company. If if something comes out badly or like bad news comes out about an athlete, we're not going to be the one to break it. That's not our role. We don't see that as our role in the space. Like, we'll leave that to ESPN and Yahoo and Bleacher. Like, they can break news. We're here to tell athletes stories and to work with them, and we kind of want them. We want them to trust us. We don't want them to feel like the second they. Everybody makes mistakes. I'm a human. I'm not a professional athlete. I've made more mistakes than anyone, you know?
Yeah.
And, that's just part of the human nature, and it's not. We don't feel like it's our role to be the bad guy, I guess.
For sure. I wanted to know a little bit more about your company specifically. Who thinks of some of the genius ideas that you guys have come up with? Some of the captions, I know you talked about somebody specifically that makes captions that comes up with the production and some of the video content that you guys bring. Somebody brought an app, and this is something that people that are listening can actually download at home. It's an app for footage, and you can submit it to Overtime, and you guys might just pick up on it if it's good enough. Is that correct?
That is actually the app. The technology we use is actually only in-house at the moment.
Okay.
But yes, we film a lot of our technology, or we film a lot of our content on an in-house app that we've created, where whether you're filming a game in New Mexico or you're filming a game in California, right, I can access those highlights in real time as you film them. I don't have to wait for a text message to go through or for you to have good service. You can film it and I can access it. And that's kind of how we release content. That's how we're so quick. You know, somebody can dunk a ball in Lithuania. Lamelo Ball could dunk a ball in Lithuania right now, and I could post it right now. So that's pretty cool.
Sure.
Yeah, we have a team. You know, we've got videographers all over the country, all over the world, filming stuff every day. But we also have a team that's curating content and looking for clips. A few people, our social team has grown, and we've hired a few helping hands at this point. But really, like, one guy, follow him on Instagram, Overtime Tom. If you're an Overtime fan, you know who he is. He's really the voice of the page, and he thinks of all the captions and the clever wittiness and when to post what and why.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's my guy, Tom.
Awesome. What could you tell us about maybe a sneak peek or something that might be in store for Overtime to come? Maybe something notable that people can kind of take back and go, okay, we look forward to this.
I honestly wouldn't say anything too, I'm going to keep it pretty broad, but, you know, we've got, I think, a lot of exciting things coming out, in, specifically in 2019. Our team is about to potentially double in size.
Oh, great.
And, you know, we're just going to be putting out more content, more content across every platform and new platforms, and kind of begin working on, like, live events and figuring out what we can do in the event space and hosting our own. You know, there's the McDonald's All-American game, there's the Jordan Brand Classic. What could the Overtime event be?
Okay.
I think that's what we're looking at in the future.
Well, I'm excited. I'll be looking out for it for sure. Spence, can you do a little thing for us before we go? I wanted to ask a few quick questions for you, so it'll be kind of off the top of your head. You can fire them back at us. And it's kind of based off of experiences. You just went to a Giants game on Sunday. You are in New York. Have you always been from New York? Is that where you grew up?
No, I'm from Corpus Christi, Texas.
Okay.
Texas.
Okay, very cool. Okay, so I wanted to kind of talk to you about some of the things that you've been able to either cover, do, see, experience, and we'll start right now with best sports venue you've ever been to. What has been the best sports venue?
Oh, man. I mean, MSG is great.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't beat it.
Yeah, I love MSG.
What are your favorite professional teams and your favorite college team?
I went to UT, so I'm a diehard Longhorn fan. And I actually, like, you know, I grew up in I grew up, Kobe was my idol. I gotta say the Lakers. I love, and LeBron, I mean, they're struggling right now, but you know, the Lakers speak greatness, I guess.
Yeah, I can dig that. And what about your baseball team? Do you have a baseball team?
I got family from Cincinnati, so I'm a Reds fan. You know, Barry Larkin was my favorite player growing up. So yeah, still root for the Reds.
Okay, I can dig it. Best stadium food you've ever experienced?
Best stadium food I ever experienced. You know, I love Wrigley Field, a classic Chicago style dog.
Okay, awesome. Dream for your future. What do you see yourself doing in the future?
You know, I love where I'm at in overtime, but eventually, you know, I see myself maybe going off and doing my own thing, whether it's in the sports space or something else. But yeah, I'd like to start my own company one day.
Awesome. And then lastly, your predictions for the Super Bowl, March Madness winners, and NBA Finals.
Okay, so I'll start with NBA Finals. Like, cool. Hate to say it, but the Warriors, I mean, kind of hard to beat them at this point.
Will this be their last year of winning it?
Will this be their last year? I know the team's going to split up after this year. So hopefully it's the last one.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and say it is. College level, I go with, Duke is just, they don't seem beatable at this point. Mm-hmm. They've got the three best players in the country in the same lineup. That's my college pick. And NFL, man, I mean, it's tough, but, I like the Saints right now.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. They're looking good, and Drew Brees is a beast.
So. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. So I like your predictions. You got Saints Super Bowl, Duke winning the whole national championship, and the Warriors winning the NBA Finals. I wanted to say thank you so much, Spence, for being on the show. You can find Spence on social media at OvertimeOSH. Do you have any last advice for somebody trying to get seen, maybe in athletics or even doing what you're doing?
I just say, like, don't stop trying. Before I found success at Bleacher Report and Overtime, you know, I knew I wanted to work in sports. I knew this was my passion. I applied to probably over 250 jobs out of college. And received like one or two letters back. So eventually it took off. So I just keep hustling and keep meeting people, and nobody is really going to help you out along the way. You just gotta find yourself in the right room.
Awesome. Yep. Well, thank you so much once again for, you know, responding to us on Instagram, getting on the show, and we look forward to seeing where your career takes you next.
All right. Thank you, Trey.
Hey guys, don't forget to share, like, and subscribe.